You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. You're listening to Marketplace from APM. I'm Molly Wood. I don't know about you, but December is closet cleaning season for me. And while some clothes and bags go to charity, a lot of people like to recoup some of their fashion investment. Enter consignment shopping. It's a retail segment that has been moving online lately, with a host of startups that will take your old clothes and accessories, sell them for you, and send you a cut of the sale price. But it's a competitive business, and you've got to have a niche. At The RealReal, CEO Julie Wainwright is focusing on high-end luxury goods, Prada, Gucci, Balenciaga, and on authentication, the promise that if it says Jimmy Choo, it's going to be Jimmy Choo. I visited The RealReal's warehouse at an undisclosed location in San Francisco and wandered the racks of fur coats, sequin shoes, and it bags to check out the business model.
This is our first step. This is what came in in the last couple hours. Right now we have about 15 linear feet of boxes stacked about 5 feet tall, and we'll get another shipment today.
So they're unpacking clothes and hanging them on boxes and putting shoes in boxes.
And they're making sure that everything's checked in.
Right.
And everything you see will be gone in about 2 weeks. That's how fast we turn things.
Okay. Can you give, while we're up here still, just give us a little history.
So I started the company 4.5 years ago, and this year we'll be over $200 million. So we've grown quite a bit, which means we've moved quite a bit. We keep running out of space. And this is my how the spark went off. I saw a friend of mine who I was shopping with go into the back of the store where a beautiful boutique had a little bit of consignment in the back. And I said, have you ever shopped in a consignment store? She said she would never do it because it's too jumbled. And she didn't want to sort through the really bad stuff to get to the good stuff. I asked her if she ever shopped at eBay or other online stores. And she said, no, because I don't trust them. I don't want to buy fakes. And that's when the light bulb went on. So now let's go downstairs because it's super cool. We've got Jenna Starr here who is working on a big shipment. It looks like Louis Vuitton, some Hermes. I don't know. What else have you got there, Jenna? So you're authenticating.
Yeah. So every day we look at maybe 10% of the product with the highest probability of fraud. Usually we think of counterfeit handbags, but garments lately are really becoming huge. And this here is a shift dress that's become pretty popular on eBay. It has a Roberto Cavalli tag sewn in to the lining. This is completely inconsistent with their tag and even their quality of materials. We have a very cheap acetate dress with this very bizarre lining. And, you know, this is something that even if it were a designer garment, we may not want to accept just because it looks so terrible.
How often is it knocked off? And do you find that consigners are surprised, like they didn't know that it was a knockoff?
You know, it's no more than maybe 5 to 10 a week, which is relatively small considering what we're receiving every day. And a lot of times these people don't know. We call it friendly fraud. It was often a gift or, you know, something that was kind of passed down. So they're just, you know, submitting product unknowingly.
Turns out The RealReal also has a full gemology lab. Megan Wallace is a gemologist, and she is evaluating and sometimes wearing all the jewelry that comes in.
This is a vintage bracelet. These are old mine cuts, these bigger stones, and then sapphires and platinum.
Oh, that's stunning. So how much did you quote for this for a resale value?
$17,995. They're saying they paid $45 for it, which is believable.
But I assume it's not that common to get an $18,000 bracelet.
Well, when you're first getting started and we say, oh, now we're taking jewelry, and we start getting in the just through the post office, the USPS, boxes and boxes of Van Cleef and Cartier jewelry. And, you know, it's startling to open just a box from the postal service and it's got $60,000 to $70,000 worth of jewelry in it. Makes you a little nervous.
What is your security like here?
Oh, it's intense. That's one reason you're in a secret location.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we have a high security vault, and in that vault we have a vault. And that vault is fingerprint only to get into. I can't get into it.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to go downstairs, and what you're going to see is pallets and pallets of orders getting ready to go out. yesterday, we had a record day. We did just under $1 million in sales yesterday.
So tell me, do you consider this company to be a tech innovation, or is it really just the efficiency of your model?
It's a disruptor, but we're not innovating on technology. We're using it in a way that it's never been used before.
And do you think that you're disrupting the consignment business, or are you disrupting the fashion business?
Not the fashion business, but I would say we're actually 50% of our consigners have never consigned before. So I would say we're actually changing the way people look at the value of the things in their home. And yes, the brick and mortar consignment business in particular may be getting disrupted, but we're actually changing the model. We're sort of taking the bottom off Sotheby's and Christie's and the top off of eBay. And there's billions of dollars of value in that space. For me, this is like so much fun every day. I just love it.
The Real Real's Julie Wainwright. You can see photos of the whole operation, including that bracelet, at marketplace.org.